Hello, everybody. This is Joseph P. Farrell with news and views from the Nefarium. On Thursday, October 2nd, 2025, we're already into October, folks. Before we get to what the Nefarium is up to, and this is a story that's not going to surprise anybody if you've been following this website, or for that matter, Catherine Austin Fitz, for the past few years, it's not going to surprise you. It's more in the nature of one of those I told you so stories. But before we get to that, remember tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. U.S. Central Time, we do have our first vid chat of October. The schedule is posted. This will be the first vid chat of October. A week from tomorrow, I will not be having a vid chat, so please make sure you check your schedule. It will be 2 weeks from tomorrow for the next vid chat. Remember to get your comments and questions in by no later than 10 o'clock U.S. Central Time tonight. Limit one per customer, one per member, please, and remember to keep them to about a page in length because we're still under that time constraint that we've been under since the new platform. All right, now I have two stories today that, as I said, are in the nature of I told you so stories. And the first story comes from Martin Armstrong. It's titled Electronic Tattoos, The Forewarned Mark of the Beast. And I want to read a few paragraphs from the very beginning, middle, and end of this article. I'm going to offer a few comments. And then I want to go to the second story of the day. Because the second story, while seemingly unrelated to the first, and indeed it appeared without any mention of the first development, it's obviously related. So here we go with the first story. Quote, Bill Gates, or as we like to call him here, Bale Gates, believes that electronic tattoos will soon replace smartphone technology. This is not a dystopian fable, but an active plan set in motion by a chaotic moon that was acquired by Accenture. Nanocapacitors that conduct electricity. Let me repeat that. Nanocapacitors that conduct electricity will be integrated into the body, and let me stop again, or have they already been integrated into the body? Yeah, I'm thinking COVID plans scandemic and the potions that so many people were injected with. Nanocapacitors that conduct electricity will be integrated into the body through these electronic or biometric tattoos and are activated by simple signs. And again, I warned about this during the COVID plan scandemic in connection with the research of then Harvard professor of chemistry, Dr. Charles Lieber, who was investigating precisely this area. Marketing focuses on convenience and futuristic technology. It's going to be so convenient. Or is it? We'll get back to that. Smartwatches would be obsolete as the tattoo, listen to this, tracks body temperature, steps, heart rate, potential health issues, and more. In other words, it's going to be a fully integrated diagnostic system into your body. Eat your heart out, Elizabeth Holmes. Body gestures would have the power to unlock doors, turn on lights, and connect to the internet. In other words, you're going to be connected 24/7. One could browse the web without the need for screens or batteries. Annual visits to the doctor would be obsolete, as the device would notify the doctor if something was wrong. Well, why need a doctor at all? Let me skip a couple of paragraphs. Quote, Chaotic Moon began the prototype for bio-wearables in 2015. In other words, before the COVID pandemic. CEO Ben Lamb admitted that the technology was initially developed for use on military members. quote, this is not something that can be easily removed like a Fitbit. Let me repeat that, folks. This is not something that can be easily removed like a Fitbit. It can be underneath a flat jacket, directly on the skin, to be collecting this data and being reported back, unquote, Lamb said of military applications. And he then continued, quote, we get to do a lot of cool stuff at Chaotic Moon, but with this we think there's military applications for it, health applications for it, and there are all kinds of opportunities around it, unquote, Lamb said. Now let me skip to the very end. The human circuit board has other uses, oh really, and has rapidly developed in the past decade. Bill Gates began supporting the project with his endless funds. Quote, smartphones have been our digital lifelines, but their reign is nearing its end. Electronic tattoos are the next leap in personal tech, unquote, Gates declared. These devices are intended, listen to this, these devices are intended to replace the current financial system. Credit and debit cards will be stored on the device. I'm not one to preach the concept of Revelations, but there is a clear connection to the ancient prophecy. Revelations 13:16-17 states, quote, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, unquote. Now, beyond the obvious eschatological implications of this technology, and again, I warn people, the fulfillment is the deception, because there's something that they cannot counterfeit. Beyond the obvious eschatological implications here, there's the very obvious normal societal cultural problem and question that this technology poses. Why would you voluntarily take a tattoo, and let me draw an analogy, take a tattoo that you could only get inside of a concentration camp or a death camp? Why would you do that? Well, you do it fundamentally if you had no conception of ultimate evil, nor of the slavery that you're entering into. And for those of you in a negotiation frame of mind, the payoff would have to be pretty big. Well, it's convenient. We can store all your data. We can follow you around. We can track your actions. We can decide what medications you need, and so on and so forth. But there's another problem this technology poses, and we're going to get to that in a minute with this second story. And that is, what if the technology goes wrong? What happens to you if the technology suddenly begins to short out, so to speak? What happens if in doing so it begins to cause you harm? Can that technology be easily removed? Well, we just heard in this article that no, it can't. It cannot be easily removed. And for that matter, why not just build in a kill switch into the technology so that if you step out of line, bang, we can try you in absentia in some star chamber and sentence you to death without your knowledge because you've been a bad boy or girl, because you're not following what we want you to think, and off you go. And by the way, we'll harvest your organs. And by the way, what if we have a shortage of organs that we need harvesting? This would give them the perfect way to track the perfect candidates and donors for certain organs in certain specific cases. So do I think this is convenient? Yeah, it's convenient for the people who have the power to wield that technology. For the rest of us, no, I don't think so. Which brings me to the second story. This story is titled, Samsung Galaxy Ring Swells and Crushes User's Finger, Causing a Missed Flight and a Hospital Visit. Now, The Galaxy Ring is one of these wearable devices. You put it on your finger, just like a ring, and it has sensors in it that are supposed to communicate the state of your health and monitor your bodily functions, you know, your sugar levels and oxygen levels and so on and so forth. They already exist. Think of it like a ring version of that little device that you stick your finger into at the hospital when you're getting your blood pressure measured, that little device that measures the oxygenation in your blood. So here we go. Quote, when modern technology goes wrong, it can do so in worrying ways. A Samsung Galaxy Ring user, for example, discovered the device was crushing and swelling on his finger. Not only did this result in him being denied entry onto his flight, but he had to be hospitalized to have it removed. There are some theories as to why it happened, though. Daniel Rotar from the YouTube channel Zone of Tech posted on X that his Galaxy Ring had started swelling while he was wearing it. You can see in the image how the ring is crushing his finger as the inner casing warps inwards. Rotar said that the ring had become so tight as a result that he couldn't remove the health tracker, and it was starting to hurt. Worst of all, he was just about to get onto a flight. Skipping a little bit here, worse was to come for Rotar. He was sent to the hospital to have the ring removed as an emergency. The staff had to use ice to reduce the swelling and the medical lubricant to slide off the ring off the finger. It seems previous attempts to remove the device at the airport using soap and hand cream had exacerbated the problem, as this caused the already swollen battery to expand further. By the way, what happens when those lithium batteries in these devices catch fire? So in other words, you know, we may laugh at this story, but had they been unable to restore circulation to his finger, he might have lost his finger. That's how serious this was. And it's interesting to me that there was no way for them to cut the ring off. So in other words, imagine the ring is now replaced with an electronic tattoo that's actually engraved, actually, so to speak, inked into your very skin, and all of a sudden it begins to malfunction. Or it has those built-in malfunctions like a kill switch. Folks, this absolutely has to be resisted. Because taking these tattoos is like voluntarily walking into Auschwitz and holding out your forearm and saying, give me one of those tattoos. It's so easy and so convenient. Because ultimately, folks, I think this is what the people pushing this agenda have in mind. And for that matter, it's ultimately what I think the powers behind those people have in mind. So that's it for today's news and views. It's an I told you so set of stories. But again, it's good to pause every now and then and be forewarned. Don't forget, tomorrow we have the vid chat at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Get your vid chat questions and comments no longer than the page, please. Post it on the comments section in the members area before 10 o'clock U.S. Central Time tonight. As always, I'll be in there a little early tomorrow to make sure everything is working. I've been having computer problems lately. And again, I apologize for last week's lack of a news and views and no vid chat last week. I was with family that I hadn't seen in a very long time, and it just entirely slipped my mind. Anyway, that's it. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you on the flip side. Bye-bye, and God bless.